Psalm 82 this morning for our public reading. We're looking at that verse 1 where it says God, that's the word for Elohim, in the beginning God, Elohim, standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. Now, a fast track, in order for you to understand what is being implied by the word gods, you gotta look at the context. Look at verse 2. How long will ye judge unjustly? So who do you think, what particular person stands in the position to judge, whether favorably or unfavorably, in any court of law? A judge. Someone who makes a determination. That's the context. These judges and the rulers of the people are considered a little G-O-D in the sense that their decisions affect a wide spectrum of human population. Think of the 9 justices on the Supreme Court. When they make a ruling, like way back in the early 70s, when they ruled that abortion is fine, that killing a child is constitutionally a right of a woman, beloved, that affected the entire 50 states. Not just a little city, not just one single woman. All women across the country now had that right way back yonder. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? What do we call that? A bribe. Under the table. How many judges have made a ruling in favor of the mafia, the mob, or the underworld because that judge has been bought? How many times do you hear in a bygone era where the chief of police in a particular county or a particular city has been paid under the table to turn his cheek or to turn his face a different way and to allow drugs into his community or to allow crime to simply escalate? And so God here is taking issue with people whose decisions affect more than just themselves. It's a wider population. In that sense, they act as if they are what? A god, little G-O-D, over the people. Now keep reading. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. What is the context of Psalm 82? It's talking about people who are in a position of authority, okay, that can either make a decision for the good or for the bad, or to overlook those who are truly in need but are being exploited by some fat cat or some business owner or some landlord, and they're being exploited, they're being taken advantage of, they're confiscating their property, or they're not giving them their just due before the bar of Lady Justice. That's the context to understand why we have the word gods in verse 1. Verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Look at our own society. Have you noticed how America has changed within your lifetime and my lifetime? Things seem to be out of whack, out of kilter. It seems as though our nation has now gone upside down with its head on the ground and the feet up in the air. Verse 6, watch this. Remember, I'm teaching you the relationship between Old and New Testament? Watch this. I have said, this is God, ye are gods. Meaning you're in a position of authority, like God is in a position of authority. You make decisions, whether good or bad, upon those to whom you affect. I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. So those who do sit and stand in a position of authority, and they wield that authority poorly, or they rule in such a way that they amass a fortune at the expense of those that are being exploited, God wants to remind the 9 justices. God wants to remind the mayor of Topeka. God wants to remind the governor of the state of Kansas. God wants to remind the 9 council members of the city here of Topeka that in the end, they're going to stand before God. Now, are you ready? Hold your place. Turn to John 10. Look at John chapter 10. But hold your place in Psalm 82. John chapter 10. Watch this. Look at verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not." So they're not going to stone Jesus at this point because of his deeds. "But for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man," so he wasn't a ghost, like the, remember I taught you about Docetism? They taught that Jesus was not real. He was simply a mirage. "Being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods." Look at Psalm 82. In verse 1, "God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods." And now look at verse 6. "I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High." So Jesus quotes in verse 34 of John 10. Jesus pulls Psalm 82, verse 6 from the Old Testament, and quotes it and fires it right back to his adversaries. So if we're going to understand what the word gods means in verse 82, we have Jesus showing us that he's referring to his own audience in his own day. These people want to stone him. They were judging poorly. Remember, the religious leaders wanted him stoned at this point, but they couldn't do it because it wasn't his hour, right? However, Jesus is reminding them, you are in a position of authority. You could sentence me to be stoned right now if that is your wish and if that is your desire. But remember, you are nothing but a man and someday you will die. I do good deeds and yet you accuse me of doing these miracles by the power of Beelzebub, by the power of Satan. Watch, you are judging me falsely. What's the gist of Psalm 82? Those in authority in the days of Asaph were no different than the people today. They were judging poorly, judging wrongly. They never heard the cries of the poor and the needy. They didn't care at all about the afflicted and the fatherless and the widow and the orphan. They simply exploited these people for their own physical and financial profit. And that's the gist of Psalm 82. God is taking issue with those who are in a position to either do good or bad on behalf of those of whom they represent. And so, according to the Mormon Church, we're not talking about a bigger God and then a lesser God up in the heavens. We're talking about those in a position to do something with that authority, either for good, and unfortunately, in most cases, they use it for bad. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.